Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Ravena. Our question is, how does the SBT work in Portugal? Of course, we as a country attach the greatest importance to the Council of Europe, which is why we have a very cooperative relationship with that committee of the Council of Europe. They visit us quite often, actually. They visit us in January 2018, February 2012. There was an ad hoc visit in May 2013. The most recent visit was September and October of 2016. The Portuguese government actually responded to this visit with a document published in February this year. As you can see, we have very regular, very frequent contact with that committee. Let me explain how these visits operate in practice. We have a national focal point, which is the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. They are contacted whenever that committee states their intention to visit our country. The visit is prepared as part of the National Human Rights Commission, which I touched upon yesterday. Of course, there is particular participation and commitment from the Ministry of Justice as well as the Ministry of Internal Affairs, but also the Health Ministry, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security and Solidarity, because the mandate of the CPT is quite wide-ranging, and they like to visit without any restrictions. They like to visit all places of detention, including psychiatric hospitals, hence the need to work with other ministries. Free access is given to members of this committee. They're able to freely move around the country and visit any premises where there is deprivation of liberty without prior announcement. In practice, what happens, we have laissez-passer credentials prepared by the Minister of Justice or the Minister of Internal Affairs. When the members of the committee go, let's say, to one of our police forces posts, they have this credential, they have this laissez-passer.